Rat Pack, where you at?
Yo, yo, what's going on? This is The Rant. My name's Jeff, and it's Friday, July 18th. Two shows yesterday. One was just what I call them quick slants. When news breaks, I popped on for the Rashi Rice stuff, but it wasn't just Rashi Rice yesterday. So today on the show, I did want to talk about the other two big news items from yesterday. Jordan Addison, we figured out what's happening there on the legal front, so we can talk about him much like we did with Rashi Rice yesterday. And then Mike Williams retiring, a little bit of a surprise. So Thursday news dump in the NFL. So we'll break down both of those situations for you and how to handle them as of right now, the impact, the fantasy fallout. Of course, before I dive into that, let me tell you about FTNFantasy.com. Man, I am so excited for fantasy draft season. I don't know about you. Like, it's a Friday. We're not in August yet, but it almost feels that way for me. Like, I kind of have this excitement. Like, I'm not drafting this weekend, but you know that feeling right before your draft? If you have a draft on Saturday, that Friday is so, it's like Christmas morning for me. So, of course, if we're excited, well, we want to do well on draft day. And I got you covered over at FTNFantasy.com. There's just so much that we have to offer, and it is a 365 product. We do have like a draft kit. If you're only interested in that, it's a cheaper price point, but you get access to the cheat sheets, the draft guides, anything to help you for your fantasy drafts. It just cuts off when the season starts, like you don't get in-season stuff. But I recommend if you're a serious fantasy player, if you're a 365 fantasy player, if you want to win your leagues and dominate the draft room, I recommend the NFL Pro subscription. You get my draft guides, both of them, the Rookie Fantasy Scouting Guide as well. You get all of the cheat sheets. There are 16 different cheat sheets. You get access to not only my rankings, but Tyler O as well. Tyler Orzinski was the number one in-season ranker last year at Fantasy Pros. I was number five. All right, I'll do better. But you get access. Nobody has two top fives except FTNFantasy.com. You get access to all of our tools, including my waiver wire tool, all of the stats. If you like DVOA and advanced statistics, we got you covered there. You get access to the Discord where you can talk directly to me, Tyler O, all of our guys. You also get premium article content and more. It's a 365 subscription that will help you win more bets, win more leagues, win more DFS contests. FTNFantasy.com, promo code RATPACK will get you 10% off right now. It's time to start, man. Your opponents are starting prepping for their fantasy drafts. You're listening to this podcast for that reason. Go in and get it. FTNFantasy.com. All right, so I'm going to start with Addison on the show today. And I want to be really clear. My advice from yesterday remains true here for Rashi Rice. Like we don't know yet. But as soon as we get an indication of what the suspension is, I will let you know. We are really not in a good spot to speculate on that because honestly, that could go a number of ways. Whereas Addison, so yesterday, and this wasn't a surprise. The Rice news was a surprise, but Addison's, that was announced. It was planned. We knew he was going to have this court. He was going to appear in court and it would likely result in some sort of decision. Now, he did ultimately plead guilty to a lesser charge that is called wet reckless is what it kind of goes by. So essentially reckless driving. And then the wet part is admitting that you were under the influence of alcohol. So it's not a DUI in the conventional sense. And per his agent, Jordan Addison's agent, Tim Younger, quote, Addison will pay a standard fine and complete two online courses, after which we expect his probation will be terminated early in 6 months. So he has a probationary period as well. All said and done, this isn't out of the ordinary for a first-time offender with a DUI. And I think that is a really important thing to note here. First-time offender, right? He did have a serious speeding ticket the year before, but that wouldn't necessarily fall under the same policy here for the NFL. So the baseline suspension for a DUI or, you know, something along these lines, DUI, DWI, is a 3-game suspension. But that's the baseline. Now, I highly doubt it will be anything longer than 3 games, but it certainly could be shorter. There's a world where it's 2 games. There's a world where it's a game. And actually, believe it or not, there is a world where he's not suspended at all, though I don't think that's likely. I think likely what we're looking at is two or three games. But again, I don't know because I'm not the one who makes those decisions. And I am willing to wait for this decision. Now, the good news is that the legal process is over. So the NFL typically does act fairly quickly. And heck, I might even have to pop on later today if news breaks that a suspension has been issued. But as of right now, let me just put it this way. If it's two or three games, I don't care. It doesn't change my outlook on him whatsoever. Because guess what? Those two or three games are going to occur in September. I don't care. He's a back-end wide receiver three with upside, obviously. Now, he's got other mouths to feed in this offense. You have Justin Jefferson, a target monster, and then you have a pretty target-hungry tight end in TJ Hockenson. But we know Addison has juice, major upside, big playability, and an exciting offense with potentially an emerging young quarterback. So there's still appeal there. I will take him at value. And sometimes these things, like if it's a two or three game suspension, people overvalue that. And you may see in your home leagues, if his ADP, which is currently wide receiver 36, if you know that's his ADP, maybe you get him at like wide receiver 41. You know, I'll take the discount. I have no issues there. So it doesn't change my outlook on him in redraft, unless there's something crazy that happens, but I highly doubt that's the case given the baseline for the suspension. And honestly, I'm not shying away from him in best ball. Not worried about a couple missed games. And Dynasty, I don't think you're going to have the same reaction as the potential nervous Rashi Rice manager. I don't think you're going to have that. So I don't think there's a buy low window for Jordan Addison. So there's the breakdown there. The other thing that came out yesterday, and this definitely came as a surprise, was Mike Williams announced his retirement from the NFL. He played 8 seasons in the league. He was a former top 10 pick in the 2017 draft. He went 7th overall. And I remember seeing him at the combine and thinking, hey, this dude could be something. Like, you know, obviously he in person, he's a big dude, you know, and I saw like, oh, X receiver and all this. And, you know, let's see him hit the ground running. And that really just wasn't his career arc. He had a very forgettable rookie season. His second season in 2018, get this, he scored 10 touchdowns, but he did it on 43 catches, which is what the kids call unsustainable right there. He did pop for a 1,000-yard season on 20.4 yards per catch in the following year, but then the exact opposite, right? The touchdown regression. Well, he only scored 2 touchdowns that year on 49 catches. He finally did put it all together in 2021. That was his best statistical season. It was his lone triple-digit target season. He had 76 catches for 1,146 yards and 9 touchdowns. That's rock solid. That was what we were expecting. And unfortunately, we really never got back there. Like, I would say 22 was solid. Played in 13 games, 63 catches, 895 and 4. 23... he played in 3 games, but he had 19 catches in the 3 games. But it's just injuries derailed him. And then obviously a lost season last year where he just wasn't the same player after the ACL. So he's hanging them up. And hey, we got one good year out of him. So, you know, fond farewell to Mike Williams for fantasy purposes. But this, well, it has a little bit of a ripple effect, right? First and foremost, Justin Herbert, he called it heartbreaking, tough news to hear, which, you know, you can imagine he was excited to have his guy back and now he doesn't have his guy anymore. But he does have Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston and rookie Trey Harris. So rookie Trey Harris is second rounder. A lot of the second rounders didn't sign their deals. It's a weird place in the NFL draft because remember rookies, you know, they're getting a fully guaranteed contract. Second rounders don't. And then the further you get picked down, progressively the number of the amount of guaranteed money, the percentage decreases. So it's a weird spot, and they're all trying to push for fully guaranteed money. But anyway, Harris had not signed his contract. Well, Ian Rappaport saying yesterday that Trey Harris has agreed to terms and will sign the rookie deal. So he will be in there. And the initial expectation was that, you know, ultimately, Harris was probably going to be a starter. In fact, Daniel Popper over at The Athletic said that they were open to the idea, they being the Chargers, of him earning starter snaps early in the season. But it all came down to how he was going to acclimate and whether or not he needed more time to adjust the NFL game. Some of these guys acclimate quickly, others don't. But they had that contingency plan, essentially, in Williams. Well, they don't any longer. So Daniel Popper said, quote, the Chargers are now relying on Trey Harris to be their starting X receiver. Okay. Well, this is interesting. Now, that does not mean, you know, run, don't walk, or what do they say? Run, don't walk to your draft board to slap his name up there, because he still is going to have to compete with Quentin Johnston for the number two pass catching duties in a run heavy offense. Ladd McConkey's the one, we know that. Can he beat out Quentin Johnston? Well, I know people are going to make jokes, but that's not a guarantee. It could happen. It certainly could happen. And he's being drafted well before Quentin Johnston. Let's be clear on that. As of right now, there's some uncertainty here. As of right now, Trey Harris is going wide receiver 55. I think when it's all said and done and ADP settles out for next month, he's probably a top 50 guy, but not a top 40 guy. And I think that's fine. In fact, this is an ideal player to draft in that range in Trey Harris, because you're getting the potential juice that's worth the squeeze. You're getting the ceiling. You're getting the upside. That's what we're looking for with a dude like him. And again, I'm not, you know, if you listen to this podcast long enough, or if you're just brand new to it, I'm never somebody who's going to be like, I love this guy, because I know what that's going to do. If I came on here today and I go, Trey Harris season, or whatever, you know, whatever people do to get clicks, like, great, you got your clicks, but what did you really do? You just misled people. Because, like, if I say that, if I'm like, I love Trey Harris, what are you going to do? You're potentially going to draft him earlier than you should. And to me, that's a disservice. I'm misleading you, and I'm not here to do that. I'll draft him at value. I'm going to keep my ear to the ground, right? I do think ultimately, like, I haven't changed my ranking on him. He's still in the 50s. But if we start to catch wind, like, oh, yeah, he's showing up and balling out in camp, then, yeah, he'll probably move up into the 40s. I doubt he moves into the 30s, but you never quite know. But I'm always staying on top of that, and I want to get you the best values possible. So there you go. Fond farewell to Mike Williams. Trey Harris, opportunity knocks. FTNFantasy.com is the website, of course, for the rankings, which they're updated, man. Took Mike Williams out right away. Moved Harris just a tick, and Quentin Johnston just a tick. But we're going to adjust. We're going to be ready for draft day. Use that promo code RATPACK for 10% off over there. And don't forget, I have some deals for you elsewhere. FJFantasy.com. If you want a draft board that is legit, go to FJFantasy.com. It'll make your draft day experience that much better. I love the product. I've been using it for nearly 20 years. That's how long they've been around. So you know they know what they're doing. Rat Pack will get you 10% off any order over there. And then go try out Fast Draft. I love the Rabbit. I'm really, really enjoying getting as many entries into that contest as possible. Hopefully I take that thing down. But if you want your shot as well, go sign up. Fast Draft. I'm telling you, the ADP is so soft. I love getting in the ground floor. It's like the old days of DFS when you could go and put any lineup in and win money, any solid lineup. Like, that's how I feel like Fast Draft right now. Like, let's keep the secret, but go get in and use the promo code RATPACK for a 100% deposit match up to $50. Use it, man. All right, so if any news breaks today or over the weekend, I'll pop back for a quick slant. Otherwise, I'll be back at the beginning of next week. And I mean, we're making the turn for home here in July. That means fantasy draft season is almost here. Can't wait. All right, I'll catch you on the flip for another one.